There is a big French flag flying over the Space Needle. There's no Lebanese flag up there, even though ISIS claimed responsibility for two explosions on a busy shopping street in Beirut that killed more than 40 people and hurt more than 200 people. With me in the studio is writer-editor Charles Mudede from The Stranger. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you. Good morning.
You have a problem with the monopoly of the French flag on the needle that we're going to talk about. Would you listen to something with us and then tell me more about that?
Sure.
Okay. This is a Lebanese physician in Beirut named Eli Fares. He's telling PRI's Marco Werman why Americans don't care as much about the Beirut bombings as the French bombing.
I think it's because Beirut is a city that most people associate with violence and with war. And it's a city where they think what happened or the two terrorist attacks that occurred are everyday life. They think we're a city that where such a thing occurs every single day, which inherently means that such a thing is normal. And normality is often overlooked when you have anomalies taking place around it.
Yeah, so when you saw the reaction, people expressing their solidarity with French victims, displaying the tricolored flag, how'd that make you feel?
Well, at first it made me feel good that there's this feeling of shared humanity, of common humanity among everyone, that regardless of where you came from, regardless of your country, of your time zone, of your race, of your religion, people were feeling sorry for the French victims. I thought that was very, very nice to see, but I mean, at least for the French. But then when you think that, when you put it in the context of my own city being torn apart by violence, which is not really commonplace for us anymore, it sort of changes how you look at things. And I mean, I'm not bitter. I'm not a bitter Lebanese. Over the years, we've come to grasp with the notion that we don't really matter in the global sense. I think enough random checks on airports do that to you. But it's still sort of not okay to be silent about it, at least in times like these. And it's always important to raise your voice by highlighting how different response to Paris versus the response to the attacks in my city were, and to try and say that, okay, let's talk about it.
That was Eli Fares, a physician in Beirut, saying, let's talk about why we care more about some violence than others. So let's talk about that right here in Seattle. As I said, there's a big French flag flying on the Space Needle, no flag from Lebanon or other countries where people are killed by terrorists. Writer-editor Charles Mudede is with us from The Stranger, and you said in your paper that this is racist.
Yes, because that's the language we understand in the USA to begin with, right? If I were to say the stronger language, or at least the more accurate language, would have been describing it as Western and anti-Western kinds of perceptions of events around the world. The support we have in the city and the USA of what happened in France is very much along the lines of sort of like the history of the connection between Western states going back to the Cold War and that sort of thing. So the USA does feel closer to France than it would to Beirut and to other countries around the world. I sort of accept that. But we do it naturally, and this is the problem. And for me, I have to find the language that sort of makes it clear why it is not that natural and why it is problematic that we try to express our solidarity with France in light of other tragedies that have happened around the world and often to people who are not of the same color, you know, as many of the victims in the situation in France.
So that Lebanese doctor said, well, we think bombings are normal in Beirut.
That's sad because he's right. That's another big problem, is that we don't really pay attention to what's going on around the world. There's a second level to this problem. And a lot of people don't know that at least since the war that happened about 4 or 5 years ago between Israel and Lebanon, that for the most part, Beirut has been pretty stable. And this was an exceptional event. And so we don't know, for example, that Beirut is not known as a troubled city more than, say, a banking capital in that region, a major banking capital. That's how they actually perceive themselves. But we don't have this kind of background or that connection with the world.
Okay. So then, number one, we relate to the people we relate to. Number two, we don't know what we don't know about what's going on in other countries. So given that, why did that come out of your pen, the French flag atop the needle is racist.
Because essentially, we do things as if this is a natural act of solidarity. We do it as if it's unproblematic, right? It's not just simply the Space Needle. It's also here in the City Hall as well, had its lights. And I'm surprised that Ed Murray didn't ask people, would this be problematic or not, right? Because I'm just saying that if you had asked some people who were, like, maybe not American directly or were of other colors, they might have thought and said, well, actually, it's a little bit of a problem because France is not the only country in the world to have been hit by terrorists, and why are we raising their flag and why didn't we raise the others? And you could say...
And it's not just Beirut. There's
Pakistan, there's Kenya.
That's
right. And I would say it's racist simply because the majority of those countries are not white. I mean, they're run by people of either brown or black skin and so forth and so on. And so I'm just saying that there is going to be a perception right away of a racial dimension that we are ignoring. Why are we raising the flag of a country that is, you know, is European, right, historically white and currently white, and for the most part, and not these other countries that are not?
So you're in charge of the Space Needle flag. When do you fly it for whom?
Do you know what? You've already started flying the flag now. We can't take it down. I'm not against
it. We could take it down.
No, I think it's correct that we should recognize that terrorism is not a solution to some of the problems that the people in the third world are facing, right? And so the solidarity with France, to me, is justified. But what I want now is to say that, is to be aware that in the future, we should also be considering when some place in Kenya, like the mall that was attacked in 2013, where almost 70 people were killed in similar fashion as in Paris, that we do show our solidarity with them as well.
Can we take this beyond the Space Needle? Like many white Seattleites, I've never been to Pakistan, never been to Kenya, never been to Lebanon. I've been to Paris many times.
Right.
Have friends in Paris. If I'm sadder about the Paris attacks than about the Kenya attacks, am I racist?
That is an incredibly difficult question. I think that what the problem is we need to be sensitized. Because I, from my point of view, when the attacks happened in Kenya, I was as sensitive to that tragedy as I am sensitive to the one that happened in Paris. I felt the chaos and the destruction of lives, the families that were wrapped up. I saw them in Kenya. I knew a father and a mother had to hear that their son or their daughter was killed in a brutal way for no real good reason, except someone had some thought that it would send a political message. I mean, you know what I mean? I felt that.
Yeah.
And I felt that for anybody who was in Paris, like who has to get that horrible phone call. If I can feel that for people in the USA and people in France and in people in Kenya, if we can all sense this, I think we'd make a great progress towards actually resolving or addressing the issue.
Okay, final question. And the reason I ask is that I feel that there's an idea that if you're saying that this is racist or that I'm racist, that you're saying racist bad, don't see color good. And I didn't get the impression that you were saying that. You know what I'm saying? That it's more complicated than just what's wrong with expressing solidarity with the people of France. You're not even saying you want it down. You said in your post that doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Yes. I don't think it's about, because if I did say you're a racist and you're a bad person, well, I'd have to include my mother into that list, right? My mother once told me, not long after 9/11, that she wouldn't step on an airplane flown by an Arab. Right. And there was a lot of animosity between Arabs and black Africans that has another historical background that people don't sort of know. That's not very visible to Americans. Right. But I was like, that's not something that I agree with, Mom. And I'll tell you why. So, I mean, I'm just saying that racism is not monopolized by whites.
You just want us to think about it.
Absolutely. And as the doctor said in Beirut, we have to do it now. This is the time to talk about it because we are all alert. Right. In a few months on, we'll end up dealing with other problems and we won't be able to communicate these issues very easily and very clearly.
Charles Modette, editor, writer at The Stranger, saying we are all alert. Think about it.